Every year, the Pa'i Foundation honors master Hawaiian artists. And this year, cultural practitioner and kapa maker Moana Kalikuokalani Isley was chosen, along with Gordon Umi Kai, who perpetuates the craft of making Hawaiian tools and weapons. Painter, historian Brooke Parker links the trio with his depictions of scenes from old Hawaii. Brooke Parker researches, then paints significant moments from Hawaii's past.
I feel it a great blessing that I have the opportunity to take care of my family, doing something I love, in honoring my ancestors.
Parker says his father, David, was into painting, but he doesn't remember painting together.
It's Hawaiian style. You just be quiet and you watch. You observe. And so that's what I did. And a favorite comic of mine was Conan. That's where I learned how to draw anatomy.
Parker's depictions of historical events strike a chord with relatives of those appearing in his paintings and giclées. Recently, a woman asked for his painting of the King of Kau, a blind chief named Imai Kalani.
I gotta tell you something. I lost a picture of my great-grandfather all these years. He was on Kauai. His last name is Imai Kalani. I just found this picture. This is from 1908.
Side by side, the photo and the painting done 100 years later?
What's that?
It's a striking resemblance.
I said, I take no credit, man. I get in help. And many, many, many other times after, since then, I'll have ancestors come in and ask, how do you know that's how we look like?
It's a satisfying trio. Parker has painted men in feathers and kapa, each a personality, some carrying finely crafted tools and weapons. Also on view, kapa pieces by Moana Isley and authentic recreations of Hawaiian tools and weaponry by Gordon Umi Kai. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News,